This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden arrived in Japan this morning ahead of the Group of Seven summit. Meanwhile, back here at home, Republicans are blasting him for leaving the country as the debt limit crisis plays out. The AP's Sagar Magani.
At a rare news conference with both Senate and House Republicans, from Speaker Kevin McCarthy to Congressman Dusty Johnson, Elise Stefanik was among those accusing the president of shirking his duty.
Joe Biden continues to run away.
America's role in the world is vital, especially right now.
But the president is cutting short his trip.
Go to the G7. Be back here on Sunday.
Skipping planned stops in Papua New Guinea and Australia to be here for the final debt talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The war in Ukraine is expected to be a major topic at the G7 summit. This morning, there's word that Russia launched cruise missiles at Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and the Odessa region. Most were shot down. The attacks killed one person. An 8-year-old girl has died in Border Patrol custody in Harlingen, Texas, say authorities. They say she had a medical emergency, but there's no further information. A New York City cabbie who picked up Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Tuesday night after a charity event says yes, photographers were trailing them, but he says he wouldn't call it a chase.
I don't know about the chase thing. I don't know if you call it a chase. I mean, they were behind us, you know, following us and stuff like that. As we went back and circled around, they were in my cab for 10 minutes. There were two cars behind us. There was a Honda Accord and a Honda CRV, an old one.
The royal couple's spokesperson claimed they had been dangerously pursued by paparazzi. The nation's best beach is the state park on St. George Island, just off the Florida Panhandle, says Dr. Beach, the university professor Stephen Leatherman. This is AP News. Now to New Mexico and the gunman who left a note. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The New Mexico gunman who killed three people discharged nearly 200 rounds of ammunition and left a note. Police in Farmington, New Mexico say 18-year-old Bo Wilson left a cryptic note mentioning, quote, the end of the chapter. Investigators say he fired more than 190 rounds, mostly from his house, and was wearing a bulletproof vest that he discarded before he was fatally shot by officers. Police say Wilson had three guns, including an assault-style weapon he bought in November when he turned 18. They think the other two weapons he had were owned by relatives. Officers say Wilson had access to over 1,400 rounds of ammunition and 10 other weapons. They're looking into Wilson's access to weapons and concerns about his prior mental health. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.